As son is in such condition, perhaps his heart request was so intense that she had to go. But she could not fetch water because there are so many pores all got away. Then Kuchida was requested. She did not venture to approach, seeing her the condition of her mother. Anyhow, Yashoda was so mad in her request that she also could not avoid that. She had to go to fetch water. But no water comes, all getting out through the ports. Then what to do? Who are in the Brajo? In Brajo, not a chaste girl, a single one. The horror, horrible thing. So that physician, Krishna himself in the garb of physician, he pointed out Radharani. I think that she is the chaste lady. Through her symptoms, I find that she is chaste. Request her to fetch water. And at the request of Yasoda, Radharani could not avoid. She had to go to fetch water. But she was thinking of Krishna. It is impossible if you come to my relief. Then only it may be possible, otherwise it is impossible. There is a portrait we find in the market that Radharani, when she is diving the pot, porous pot, into Krishna from within the water, she is touching the porous pot from within the water. And Radharani, with a great suspicion, she took out, she says, yes, the water is there. She took out her mates also, the Sakhi, three friends, some of them also followed her. And they are all astounded to find she took the water and the pots are there, but still the water is there. So took that water. All were astounded. And that water with some fictitious medicine was put into the boy. Krishna and the Krishna rules. A tactics to prove the position of Radharani. What is chastity? This ordinary chastity is not chastity. There is far above consideration of chastity. There is all relative. And beyond knowledge, how a porous pot can contain water. Miracle. The God works wonders. His ways are that of miracle. We should be prepared for that contact. All the knowledges of this world should prove failure. All our experience. So Gani prayas mudupas. Be clear of your past experiences drawn from the world of senses. But the Kogyan, he will always try to push this knowledge of the mundane world into that transcendental. You people, you fallen people, your capital is the experience of this world, of senses. But it won't have any value in that. A new thing. So with open mind, everything is possible within. It is such a world. So your own expectation, your past experience, no value. Quite open, give up on purging. Quite new, it is very difficult to get out of this superstition. Superstition, not so-called truth here. But still it is necessary that anything and everything is possible with him. Possible with him. He's the master of impossibles. Possibility, impossibility found in our dictionary. Even Napoleon wanted to remove that impossibility. Impossibility is found in the dictionary of foods. That was, we are told, a remark from Napoleon. Impossible is a word which is found in the dictionary of foods. So our dictionary is foods dictionary. Gani Prasumadavas. He's playing. He's playing hide and seek, perhaps with Brahma Gurudev. We may take it in that way. The play of hide and seek. Sometimes he is defeating, sometimes he is defeated. Just as with his friends in the jungle, playing Krishna Balaram, playing. Generally in the play two groups, in one group Krishna, another group Balaram. And the Krishna was considered to be less strong, so next strong man, Baladev was the best among the strong there, the strongest person, and next was Sridham. So Sridham is to come to the side of Krishna. Baladev one party, Krishna another party, and Sridham to come to the side of Krishna. And if any time Baladev is defeated, he was enraged. He became mad. And the Krishna, diplomatically, he helped his own party. And when Baladev saw that by Krishna's instruction they are avoiding his obligation, Baladev used to fall on Krishna, I shall punish you. No, you can't punish me. My mother Yashoda, she has dedicated me to your hand. One day Baladev gave a slap. Krishna told it to Yashoda. Baladev was very much disturbed in mind and told, I have beaten a slap and you complained that to mother. I do not love you. And the only one day I gave a slap and you are complaining of that. What is this, Krishna? How could you do this? Why not love you? Then Krishna was perplexed. He accepted his defeat. In this way, he is Bhagavati Prema. The fundamental, the foundation has been given by Rupa Goswami in this way. Don't go to find, don't be eager to find our reason everywhere in the pastimes of the divinity. It is naturally such. Atu hetu rahetuscha junod manav bhunanjati. No party is defective. But still, one party finds defect with another and begins a quarrel. Begins a quarrel. no defect. But still, for the necessity of the lila, sham defects, false defects are searched, and with that touch, some quarrel begins. Mahanubhu. Otherwise, lila means this. What we find here by necessity, there automatically the flow is like that. So Brahma, we don't try to apply our reason, our standard of measure at every case. No solution which will be found, and by the natural touch of that flow of lila, what gain we should have got, that will be lost. That will be the result, consequence. So with submissive attitude, try to have a taste of that thing, giving it to the... Sometimes it is necessary only for the lower people to canvass, to preach to the ordinary people of the class of reason. We have to take the help of reason only for that purpose, Shastra Yukti. But when automatic, anurag, Shastra Yukti, both reason and the scripture has taken left in the subterranean position. Shastra Yukti, no place of Shastra Yukti. It is up to Vidhi Bhakti to a certain extent. But above that, no use. That is automatic. That is lila, that is ahiri bhagati prema. That is his sweet will. Sweet will means not a fixed programming that it will pass by this road. That is not sweet will. I heard from a gentleman that Maharaja Mysore, when he used to wander into his own town, where he would go, he did not speak to his driver, because if the fixed program is there, then he may be in danger. So, whenever coming in the crossing of the road, he put his stick into the driver in a particular shoulder. In the crossing, if Maharaja wants to go this side, in the right side he put the stick of his driver. So he did not disclose what way he will go. Only in the last moment he put the second driver, took that course. Kept in his heart, his will, sweet will. Which side he will go, sweet will, he did not leave it for formally to his guide, to his driver. So sweet will, we want to search some law about the sweet will, which is even self-inconsistent. One side you shall say sweet will, another side you shall try to find some law of its movement, That is contradiction. Lila is such. When we shall say it is lila, then we can't give any shape to that. It was shown in a particular place in this way. But what in, whether today the same course will be taken, we are not sure of that. In this particular way, it was showed in a particular day. But that does not mean that every time the same thing will be repeated. So we find difference in the different Leela and explanation given, that Kalpa Jiva Goswami has been given, Kalpa Bhed. One time it was prayed, that Leela was prayed in this way, another time it was prayed in that way. So there are differences we find. And we charge why somewhere in Padma Purana it is mentioned the Leela in this way, why Bhagavatam this description in another way, why Harivamsa in a different Mahabharata another way. They say a different kalpa. It was acted in different times, in different ways. In infinite ways, maybe representative to this one. Because he is independent, he is absolute. So, leaving aside all these doubts and the suspicions of meanest type, I may call, we shall be more generous to approach the Absolute in its pre-form or pre-representation. We shall approach the type more and more, living away past prejudices and precedents, records of the past, we shall approach. It is still living. It is not a stereotype thing that what was done once and we must expect that only. Yeah. We shall expect that only to see. So the repetition, he is not a living thing, he is under historical law. In past he showed himself in a particular way, so he is compelled to show him in that way always. Not living today, and something he can show a new thing. Every moment, every second he can show quite in a new way. So our heart should be made broader, wider, to accept him, to accept, to have when we approach the highest authority of the Absolute One, absolutely. That means surrender, the type of surrender will be increased, will be limitless. Surrender is also limitless, and his display is also limitless. With that sort of deep and expectant vision, we'll try to reach his Leela. So Brahma and the other gods and the gurus and the leaders of so many shastras, they have given some description, and he is not confined within that cage. We shall have to think. So Mahaprabhu did not hesitate to give description of these Leela, Brahma was being injured in Krishna Leela in Vrindavan, again in Dwarka, when Brahma went to have an interview with Krishna. There also the same condition we find. Brahma wanted an interview, and Krishna Paraspara, he replied, sent a note that which Brahma has come. And Brahma again nonplussed, which Brahma? I am the Brahma. Which Brahma? Anyhow, he composed himself and sent to the wife that the father of Shanaka and four-headed Brahma has come. I have taken care. Then Brahma was taken in, and he found so many Brahma, 100 faced, 1,000 faced, all, 1,000,000 faced Brahma, all there. What is the matter? Infinite is such. Brahma was perplexed. Only one Brahmanda, I am the creator of that. So many Brahmanda, and bigger Brahmanda, and the bigger masters of that, those Brahmanda. With sweet will. The boundary of sweet will is such, anything can be accommodated. Brahma perplexed. All these are so many light posts, lighthouses. Which way to go? Vyasa himself, he is being chastised by Narada. Narada also put many a time under test. All these are showing the way, this side. Sutini Bimigang. The authentic books about the revealed truth, they are also only showing sign of this side. Where we do not know particularly, but you may go this side, this direction. Vinigyan, showing a direction. All the Sruti, Sruti Bhi, and all the Sruti, that is the guide given by the revealed scholar, the scholars of revealed truth, they also give some direction, go this side, this what, this direction, and perhaps you may find it. So the Vedas in it. Vedas samastri rahame bhavita. All the Vedas means to show me. Show me. Infinite. How infinite. One atom is within my fist. It is analyzed and analyzed and analyzed, re-analyzed, no end. It is already within my fist, and it is infinite. Gone. Analysis, no end. Where do you go? Where do you go? So, they say the maximum benefit you may get by surrendering. Give up all your prejudices of the limitation, drawn from the limited world, and be open. And then it will be easy for the infinite to cast shades on your soul and your knowing faculty. It will be easy for you also to cast. Cleanse your Tarvudarasanakivale. Cleanse your brain of understanding. Cleanse your glass, the mirror of your heart. Remove all the prejudices and it will be able to catch the shesha of different ray of light, cleans your, the glass of your heart, and you will be able to catch different shades of light on the outside, etc. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everywhere there is center, nowhere circumference. Nowhere circumference. Try to live in the eternity. Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha means, Kuntha means measurable thing. What can be measured, that is kunta, narrowness. Vaikuntha, no crookedness, no limit, no measure. That is Vaikuntha. And the upper part of that is Goloka. Goloka. Some type of different measurement has been given in Vaikuntha. But in Goloka, the Vaikuntha people is puzzled. That is Goloka. Who are accustomed to move in Vaikuntha, in the general inquiry, they are also puzzled when they come in the jurisdiction of Goloka. Can't. They say their language, their ishara, even signs, they are all obsolete. Goloka. Because of that, when Krishna has opened his mouth, Yashoda is astonished to find the Brahmanda within. Yashoda is nonplussed. What do I see? The Brahmanda, the whole Brahmanda is within here. The infinite infinite. The infinite. The moment she became, she fainted almost. And the cat cried aloud. Cat. And Krishna, he, as if he is very much afraid by the sound of the cat, caught hold of his mother out of fear. Then at once Yashoda's apprehension went off. Oh no, he is my son. No representation of infinitude in his part within him. He is my son, embraced her. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When Brahma took away the cowboys and the calves, he thought that he has created some want into the leela. But he came to find that no, it is flowing as it were. Not even the least part is there. Then Brahma had to think, then they have those calves and the cowboys have stealthily came here and joined. Again he went to see. No, they had, while he kept them in the caves of mountain, they are there. They are there, the boys and the calves are there. again it is continuing as it was, no defect. So Brahma was then, he surrendered and he got some assurance. At the same time it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that when Krishna himself became calf and a cowboy, then at that time the mothers, they felt an infinite type of affection. It is mentioned there. So much so they could not understand that they are entranced by that. How beautiful these boys, and the cows also, they are also mad to show their affection to those cows. When Krishna himself extended himself to become all these things, it is also mentioned. He himself became the calf and the cowboy.
Nomidjati bhravushi turidam varaya.
I explained in Abhidharanakya Mandir this sloka once, and some old audience told that we did not hear such scholarly explanation of this stanza. Nomidjate bhrubhavushi taridam varaya. Oh, you venerable. Put our prayers to you. Who are you? Abhrubhavushi. Abhra means this cloud. Black cloud, unintelligible, abhrabhukshi. You are unseeable, unfillable, like black. But taridam varaya, we can know you by your YOLO God. That is only for Vishnu, Krishna, your likeness is there. Yourself unknown and unknowable, but Tarit, YOLO means Radharani's color. By the help of your potency only you can be ascertained. Who are you? Tarit means the lightning, by lightning we can see the black cloud at night. So you are unknown and unknowable, but your potency can show us. Taridam varaya. Prabhuji taridam varaya. Gunjavatamsa paripichara sanukhaya. And you come to our level with as if one of our position. This gunja, ordinary, this jungle fruits and this minerals with that your color. And that also deceives us to ascertain you. The ordinary things in the earth that you adore so much and accept them, your ornament, that is also misguided. Paripichya dasamukhaya, vannasraji, and also the garland you take, that is also collected from ordinary jungle flowers. your ruchi, your taste is of such type, dva type. Kamaladetta Vishana Vena, and all these signs are misguided. Kamala, take some muscle, put with so many others, take into prison, and you are running after cows. That is a sign of lower caste. A Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, a higher caste people, they cannot move, behave in such way as they are put. That is also so misguiding us. Kamala Vetra Vishana Vena, all other things, instruments you carry of lower type. Vannasraji Kamala Vetra Vishana Vena, Namajyate Parvabhushi, Toridambaraya, Vrindavanam Saparivichya Lasana Mukhaya, Vannasraji Kamala Vetra Vishana Vena, Lakhasriye, Madhupade Pasupangayaya. And your stride is also very small, cascade. All this misguiding. To some lower conception of you, hiding yourself under this, how we can understand you, what fault we have got. That is difficult. To accept you, that you are the master of everything, your Krishna conception. Hare Krishna. Infinite is not only in the consideration of space, in time consideration, in small consideration, in every infinite I've got many sorts of representation. Infinite. Consciousness, existence, then the dealings, love. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, three constructions of infinite has been given to us. Brahma construction, all comprehensive infinite. Whatever we can conceive, it is within that. That type of infinite. Paramatma, the smallest of the small. Anuranyam, whatever small you can conceive, it is smallest than that, smaller than that. That is a type of infinite. And Bhagavan. Bhagavan, conception of two types. One of majesty, power, infinite potency, master of infinite potency. Abhijit Goswami has given a new meaning to this, at least to me. It is written in this book, Bhagavan. Bhagavan, by Bhagavan, he wants to feel us, follow us. Bhajaniya guna visishta. Bhagavan. This aspect of infinite, bhajaniya. When we come in touch of him, then we would like to surrender us for his satisfaction. Bhajana. That type of infinite. Infinite of various types. Bhagavan infinite is bhajaniya guna visishta. So beautiful, attractive. Attraction, attracting surrender to him. That aspect of infinite. That is the highest type of infinite. neither space nor time or anything else. But all attraction, all attractive type of infinite, that is the highest. And these are all outskirts, covers. The space infinite, the time infinite, and the other aspects. The power infinite, and the love infinite, attracting love, surrender. That is the highest type of infinite, and that is Krishna. The attractor also holy, higher, and the attracted potency, aspect. Predominating and predominated mighty, in expression of our Guru Mahārāja. Predominating and predominated. Positive, negative, attraction. Attraction, that is the most fundamental element everywhere. All else can be eliminated, ignored, forgotten, if we come in the touch of attraction, love. Everything can be ignored if we are in connection with love. Gaurhari, the fulfillment of our existence, all the existence of everything is in love. Love is the principle and the center, which is the only fulfillment of everything, every existence. The very gist of existence is there, can't be ignored, but challenged by any other forms or aspect of other substance or existence. Unchallengeable. Like you all agree. Absolute king. Absolute king, emperor, is love. None can stand in comparison with that. All will have to accept defeat coming in clash with that principle of love. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu pointed out the thing that is the most substantial thing in this world. Whatever we see and find and experience and come in connection with, the most central necessity and the fulfillment is there. Love. And Bhagavatam, it draws the extract from the whole revealed scriptures and says that love, divine, that is the most desirable, original entity. We must not allow ourselves to run hither and thither, for searching for our base fulfillment, this thing, that thing, so many other things. But forcibly taking our attention, concentrate you in this line, this is the